Dearest Bhagavan, our most humble pranams at thy lotus feet. On this second day of our celebrations, once again, on behalf of all Chinese devotees, we wish you and everyone Happy Chinese New Year.
虔诚地降服在Bhagavan爸爸的莲花足下, 亲爱的Bhagavan, 兄弟姐妹们, 新年快乐, 恭喜发财, 今年吉祥, 万事如意。
Swami, with your permission, the first item for today is the chanting of Da Bei Zhou, or the Great Compassion Mantra, led by devotees from Jakarta, Indonesia.
亲爱的Swami, 今天的第一个节目是颂赞大悲咒, 由来自印尼耶加达的信徒领导。
Brothers and sisters, we would like to introduce our speaker for the day. He is Brother Wusli Sasi from Indonesia. Brother Wusli is an active Sai devotee and holds many important positions in the Sai organization. Presently, he is on the board of trustees of Prema Sai Orphanage. He is a secretary of Sai Ganesh Foundation, the National Coordinator of Education in SSGI, and the chairman of the board of trustees of a school for children with special needs.
各位兄弟姐妹，我们将介绍今天的主讲者，来自印度尼西亚的乌斯利沙西塞兄。乌斯利塞兄是一位很活跃的塞领导，在塞组织里曾做出不少的贡献。如今他是 Prema Sai 孤儿院的信托委员，塞 Ganesh 基金会的秘书， SSGI 的教育总协调，智障儿童院的信托主席。
My humble pranam at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami, Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Sembah sujud saya kepada kaki Padma Bhagawan. My loving and respected Sairam to all elder brothers and sisters. Dear brothers and sisters,Happy Chinese New Year to all of you. 恭喜发财，新年快乐，万事如意。I am very grateful to Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba for his grace that I am given this great opportunity to stand here before all of you, Sai brothers and sisters, in this auspicious occasion of Chinese New Year.And in this most holiest place on Mother Earth, I would like to share with all of you a brief account of my journey to Sai and my thoughts on how we can develop and practice kindness and compassion as taught by our beloved Swami. When I talkabout compassion, the first image that come into my mind is the form of my mother. I was born in the small village in 1971. My father was a fisherman and my mother was a housewife. When I was a small kid, my parents raised meWith love in the culture, Chinese and tradition, filled with morality, character, and love. When I was very young, I had kidney problem. Both of my parents became so worried for my health, and they did their best to get for me the best medical treatments.Including the traditional medicine. But the best medicine that I got is the compassion of my mother, who always encouraged me with her sweet loving words, with her patience, and also her prayers for me. I was able to grow up like other kids, even with this physical weakness. The compassion of my motherhad built in me the self-confidence to face my health problem and the belief that the Almighty God would help and cure. Growing up, the thought has always came to me as to what is the meaning of life? Why do I live like this?Why do I suffer like this? Where did I come from? And where am I going after this life? and all sorts of questions would come to seek for the answers. This is where my spiritual journey began. I felt there is a strong impulse in me to visit the Buddhist temple and offer prayers to Mother Kuan Yin, our family deity. For the information of non-Buddhists, Mother Kuan Yin has many forms. She is represented with the female as well as male attributes and aspects of Avalokiteshvara or Kuan Yin. In many Buddhist homes in Southeast Asia, she revered as goddess of mercy, whereas in Tibet and certain parts of China, they revered the male attributes and aspect of Kuan Yin. Sai brothers and sisters, when I was young, I prayed constantly to Mother Kuan Yin and asked for her grace to help me to deal with my kidney problem and also to answer my questions related to the life. The compassion of my mother, Kuan Yin, guided me to get the answers. It started where I got the answer of my kidney problem when the doctor in 1992, I was 22 years old, able to diagnose the cause of the problem. He recommended to have an operation because without taking the operation as soon as possible, my health would deteriorate. In this situation, I completely surrender to Mother Kuan Yin. I also pray that is the operation is done successfully. Then I will dedicate my life in doing good for the sake of the humanity. The operation was successful due to the compassion of Mother Kuan Yin, who blessed me with quick recovery. She convinced me that why fear when I'm here? The lesson that I learned from this incident is that when we totally surrender to the supreme power of love, then miracle will happen in life. The continuing journey of my life moved me to the Sanatha Dharma class or study circle session in 1997. That was led by Mr. Powakrishna Putra, who is an elder and advisor in our Sai organization. The study circle session gave me the basic understanding of the purpose of life and total answer all my questions related to where did I come from? Why did I suffer since I was small? Where will I go after this human life? And what is the goal of my life? The study circle session has cleared all the doubt in my mind and gave me the fundamental understanding of Sai teachings. I realized that effect of satsang or good company broke the transformation and understanding in the way we look at the life and also the way we look our life based on the human values. Respected brothers and sisters, after coming to know Swami's teachings from the study circle session, I had a great opportunity to visit Bhagavan Baba in party in year 2000 on his 75th birthday. Then on Buddha Purnima 2002, I had another chance to visit Bhagavan in party. At the time, Swami gave me a special darshan. He came close to me and looked directly into my eyes. And I just fold my hands and look at his eyes. There was an eye contact between Swami and me. I felt that Swami's love filled my life. It was like rebirth in the spiritual life after this darshan. All the transformation include enhancement in my career, health, family, and spiritual life. Further transformation began when I started practice the 9-point code of conduct that was laid down by Swami. I started from the first point, that is daily meditation and prayer. I practice meditation and prayer every day and chanting his name continuously or namasmaranam. This kind of spiritual practice had helped strengthen my faith in Swami and to receive his grace. I can always feel that Swami is guarding and guiding me all the time. His love always show me the right path that I should follow and bring up about a deeper understanding of purpose of life. Swami's love had helped me a lot in my job career. That is from junior level to the highest position in the company. Today, I also have good health, a happy family. I am indeed very grateful to Swami to bless with the opportunity to serve in the Sai organization. Sai brothers and sisters, the love of Swami never stops to flow when we remain recommend and connected to him. I would like to narrate to all of respected Sai brothers and sisters one of Swami's lila related to my faith and spiritual life. Growing up in Chinese culture and tradition, I always worship Mother Kuan Yin as my God. After I became a Sai devotee, I performed two kinds of prayers. The first prayer is dedicated to my personal God, that is Mother Kuan Yin, and then to Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba as my beloved Satguru. I did this kind of prayer for many times until Swami came to my dream to give that Mother Kuan Yin, and so convinced me I did this kind of prayer for many times. Swami saw and convinced me that Mother Kuan Yin and Bhagawan himself is one, not two. From that moment, I realized that Swami is everything and he is the one for all. Today, I have become a better Kuan Yin devotee due to my understanding of Swami's teachings. Swami have often said that his biggest miracle is love. And I feel and experience what Swami has said is truth. And this love leads transformation in my life totally. This compassion and love also encourage me to share this love to all mankind in the form of selfless service to the poor and needy. I remember what Swami has said, that if you take one step towards him, he will take 100 steps towards you. I started to be very active in seva to serve mankind in spreading Sai teaching and help society by organizing and promoting many human values in school and for the community and also for the children with special needs. I also actively engaged in the village adoption program for the poor and the needy. From that one step, Swami come with 100 steps to complete all these programs and make it meaningful for the society in large. I now understand that I am only an instrument. The real doer is Swami. All happen by Swami grace. For example, now we have 5,100 students and 290 teachers following Sri Satya Sai Educare in Medan. We also have 30 orphanage children in Sai Prema Home and 12 special needs children fully under care our Sai Sri Satya Sai Sewa organization. In this auspicious moment, I would like to offer my gratitude to my parents, especially to my mother, who has given me the first impression and experience of compassion. And my beloved mother is present here today at Sai Kok Wan Hall to celebrate Chinese New Year with us. Rasa syukur saya yang tak terhingga saya panjatkan kepada Bhagawan yang telah mengundang ibu saya untuk hadir di tempat yang maha suci ini. Dan sebagai ungkapan rasa terima kasih saya kepada ibu yang telah membesarkan, merawat dan menjaga dengan welas asih dan penuh pengorbanan diri sehingga saya dapat berdiri di sini seperti sekarang ini. Perkenankan saya mempersilakan ibu untuk berdiri sebentar di hadapan Bhagawan. Terima kasih, Ibu. And importantly, I would like to offer my deepest gratitude to our Lord of Compassion, Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The love of Bhagawan Baba is the love of 1,000 mothers. I am indeed blessed to know and to be able to practice his teachings, to have a meaningful life. And the greatest blessing to all is to be chosen by him to be part of his mission to do his work as an instrument to help spread love to all mankind. Saya berdoa kepada Bhagawan agar memberkati kita semua di hari yang suci ini. Semoga semua makhluk hidup berbahagia. Samasta loka sukino bhavantu. Jai Sai Ram.
Dear Swami, brothers and sisters, the great teacher Confucius used to teach his students various arts. He would start each lesson with poetry and end it with music. So, as part of the Satya Sai International Organization's efforts to promote culture and nurture young talents, in Malaysia, we have started a harmonica class with 6 youths. 2 of them are here today, Brother Shen Rong and Sister Amanda. They performed yesterday with the adults, and now they are going to play 4 songs for us. The songs are Red River Valley, Oh Susanna, Ode to joy and a Chinese cultural song. We hope everyone here will give them some encouragement by clapping along as they play.
赛兄弟姐妹，伟大导师孔子在教导弟子时都是以诗歌开始，再以音乐结束。马来西亚萨迪赛组织致力于推广文化和栽培年轻人才，成立了一个少年口琴队，有六个成员，其中有两位来到布达巴底参与演出，他们是孙荣和阿曼达。他们昨天与大人一起演奏，今天将再度与你们演奏，为你们演奏四首歌曲，希望大家给予他们鼓励，以拍掌配合他们吹奏的歌曲。
Now, for the next item, there will be a presentation of Chinese New Year songs by the Sai sisters from Medan, Jambi, Palembang, and Lampung in Indonesia, after which we will have the international bhajans.
接下来的节目是由来自印度尼西亚、缅南、Jambi、Palembang 和 Lampung 的赛姐妹为大家呈现新年歌曲。
恭喜恭喜恭喜恭喜，Swami！ 我会一个女生，
男女生我会一，我会一个女生。
轻轻地飘，细水长长地流，这个世界是多么美妙。
Buddhaya Namo Om Namaya Photo
Buddhaya Namo Photo Buddhaya Namo PhotoShivaya Nama Om Nama Shivaya Om Shivaya Om Shivaya
Om Shivaya Om Shivaya
Shambho Shankara Om Shivaya
Shambho Shankara Om Shivaya
Shambho Shankara Om Shivaya
Shambho Shankara Om Shivaya
Shambo
Photo ya namo, namo ya photo. 且照大地呀、啊，且呼唤归照白山的一片祥和气。千万只眼守候，千万颗心敲击。
千万只眼守候，千万颗心敲击。
目的见一道红光影，
目的见一道红光影。
他来了，他始终如一。
他来了，他始终如一。
他是爱，他代表真理。
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 嘿，希瓦桑嘎拉那玛咪桑嘎拉，希瓦桑嘎拉三波。
嘿，希瓦桑嘎拉那玛咪桑。
Hey Girija Badi Bawani Shankara,
Hey Girija Badi Bawani Shankara,
Shiva Shankara Shambho,
Shiva Shankara Shambho,
Shiva Shankara Shambho,
Shiva Shankara Shambho.
Shiva Shankara Shambho,
Shiva Shankara Shambho,
Shiva Shankara Shambho,
Shiva Shankara Shambho.
夕阳斜照大地呀，且呼唤归照白山的一片祥和气。
Sai Baba, wo ai ni, 感谢你无尽的爱。
Sai Baba, wo ai ni,
Sai Baba, wo ai ni, 感谢你无尽的爱。
Sai Baba, wo ye ni, Sai Baba, wo ye ni, 打开天地的经脉。
Sai Baba, wo ye ni.
Sai Baba, 我愿意打开金碧的心门，
好让你告诉我这一生该如何过，
好让你告诉我这一生该如何过，
有了你我的心Sai Baba, 我愿你打开天地的心门。
Sai Baba, 我愿你
Sai Baba, 我愿你
打开天地的心门，
好让你告诉我这一生该如何过，
好让你告诉我这一生该如何过，
有了你我的心满载喜乐，
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 有了你我的心满载喜乐。
Sai Satun Bhagava, Sai Satun Bhagava,
Sai Satun Bhagava,
Sai Satun Bhagava.
Bhu Tu Chong San Zai Xia Fa, Zhen Fa Zhen Li Qian Suo Chuan.
ರಕ್ಷಕ ಭಕ್ತ ಜನ ಸಂದರ್ಶಕ ಪತಿ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರೇ ಶಶಿವದನಾಶೀಕರ ಸರ್ವಾ ಪ್ರಾಣಪತೆ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸರ್ವಾ ಪ್ರಾಣಪತೆ ಆಶ್ರಿತ ಕಲ್ಪಲತಿಕಾ ಆಶ್ರಿತ ಕಲ್ಪಲತಿಕಾ ಪಾಪದ್ವಾ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರೇ ಮಾತ ಪಿತಾ ಗುರುದೇವಮು ಮರಿಯಂತಯುರೀವೆ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮರಿಯಂತಯುರೀವೆ ನಾದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ನಾದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ನಾಗೇಂದ್ರ ಶಯನ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರೇ ಓಂಕಾರ ರೂಪ ಓಜಸ್ವಿ ಸಾಯಿ ಮಹಾರೇವಾ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಮಹಾದೇವಾ ಮಂಗಳ ಆರತಿ ಅಂದುಕೋ ಮಂಗಳ ಆರತಿ ಅಂದುಕೋ ಮಂದರ ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರೇ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಓಂ ಜಯ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವಾ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವಾ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓ ಜಯ ಲೋಕಾ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತು ಸಮಸ್ತ ಲೋಕಾ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತು ಸಮಸ್ತ ಲೋಕಾ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತು ಜಯ ಬೋಲೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ